Kevin Jacobs is the Salt Lake County assessor. There has been a lot of talk about the harassment on business personal property audits. The anecdotal tales are that they come in and spend 3 days and demand all of your time and staff effort and then send you a bill for $27. We're going to ask Kevin to get to the bottom of this and give us the truth on what personal property audits are in Utah and especially in Salt Lake County. Thank you.
Thanks, Howard. I appreciate that. It's great to be here today. I've attended this conference several times in the past, but I've always stayed down in the cushy seats, and this is the first time I've been asked to present up here. I have a question for y'all. What does a good assessor and a wet motorcycle seat have in common? The answer is, given time and a little exposure, they'll both chap your backside. Personal property audits. What is personal property audits? What is personal property? Personal property is the merchant, the equipment, machinery that's used in your business. It's taxed at the same rate as your real property. Personal property information is self-reported. We send you affidavits every year. You fill the forms out. Hopefully you're filling it out online, but you can fill it out on paper and give it back to us. So we tax you on the amount of information or the amount of machinery that you claim on your tax return. The audit process for personal property is the same in Salt Lake County as it is with the state of Utah. The state, the state and the county synchronize their efforts so that we make sure that we're doing things in the same manner. Personal property is a large portion of our tax base in Salt Lake County, as it is statewide. In Salt Lake County, we have it's 7.2% of the tax base, which is almost exactly the same as our centrally assessed. So it's a large part of our tax base. Now, audits are completed every year. We, in Salt Lake County, work with referrals from the State Tax Commission. We are talking to them. If they see something going on in industry that they think is important to us, they'll let us know. We also do things on a random selection so that everyone has the opportunity of being audited, not just a select few. We also will look and see if there's some red flags on your filing. If a dentist reports that he's disposed of all his dental equipment, but he's still in business, that person's going to get an audit. We also look at different ways. We look at the date of last audit. We'll also do some queries on our database to see if there's any outliers that need to be looked at or reviewed. And for the State Tax Commission, they work off of requests from audits from the county assessors in their respective counties. So if you don't fill out your forms and don't want to talk to the county assessor and you want to fight with them, you probably end up on an audit list. In Salt Lake County, we do between 700 and 900 audits a year. Our average audit result in tax dollars is just over $1,000. So what does the audit process like? What goes on? First of all, we send out letters notifying the taxpayer that they've been selected for an audit and trying to set up a time that would be convenient for the individual, for the taxpayer. If you're a restaurant owner, we are not going to show up at noon to audit you. We want to work at a time that's convenient for you. My auditors work flex schedules, so they can be there at 6 in the morning or 7 at night, whatever works best for you. The auditor will make contact with you and get a contact person so that they can come in, get the audit going, perform a walkthrough, and get out of there. We know your time is important, time is money. We want to get in and out. Our average time is 45 minutes on site, so we are not there very long. Like I say, we are very sensitive to the time constraints of a business. We want to get in and out, and our goal is 45 minutes. Let's see. The audits are based on financial records. Again, we come in, we want to get an asset listing from you. We'll do the walkthrough, and then we take the paperwork back to the office to actually do the audit itself. We do not do the audit on site. And if we have questions or things that we don't understand or need to talk to you about, we'll contact you through phone or email. Once the audit is completed, we have a 10-day audit review. We'll send the results to you. If you dispute it or don't like what's happened, you need to contact the auditor so we can get things resolved, because we want to make sure everyone knows what's going on and get everybody on the same page. The review period can be extended beyond 10 days if you contact the auditor. Beyond 10 days, we will send you a bill. It comes in the mail. You get 60 days to appeal the audit results. In our experience, we generate historically between 10 and 15 appeals per year for 1,000 audits. Last year, we only had 6 appeals generated from our audits. At that point, we're also looking to see if people are overpaying. If you're overpaying your taxes, we generate you a refund. We don't just brush under the rug and let it go. We issue refunds, and we do that on a regular basis. What don't we do? We don't come in and set up our laptops and conduct the audit at on-site. I'm audited from our internal audits. We also have external auditors that come in and talk to me. I know what it's like to have somebody sit across the desk from me and goof around with their laptop trying to boot it up and have problems, and they have issues or can't connect or whatever. And that's not good. And so in Salt Lake County, my auditors do not even have laptops. They are to come in with their paperwork ready to go. They get their work done. They get out of there. They go back to the office and complete their work there. Personal property auditors do not ask for receipts. We're interested in your fixed assets and what you have in your books. We do not ask for receipts of what you paid for your machinery. Again, we don't camp in your office for days. We're 45 minutes in and out. And we don't just drop in. We send out letters. We make phone calls, make appointments. If you want to meet a personal property auditor, then just don't respond to all the contact requests we make, and we'll have somebody drop in to make an appointment, but again, we just don't drop in to perform the audit. So what are we trying to do to improve the process? We're tracking our auditors' time that they spend on site. They have to fill out the information of when they came in, what time they left. We're also trying to do more outreach, is to educate taxpayers on personal property and what is expected and required. Also, if you're audited in the first quarter of a year, you don't have to make a filing that year, because the audit will complete that requirement. We encourage people to use the online process. In Salt Lake County, you can get online and file your personal property return. 90% of the taxpayers are using it, and 90% of those report their return takes less than an hour to complete. It does the math for you. It's very intuitive. It works quite well. We're very pleased with it, and I would encourage everyone to get online and do that. Also, if your business or your clients have $10,200 or less in taxable property, they just have to sign the form saying that they're exempt for that year. The goal of our audits is to get things right. We are not out to generate revenue. That's not the goal. We want to make sure that people are being taxed at the same level, and that taxes and the businesses who are similarly situated are being taxed at an equal level. So the audits promote equity and fairness, and making sure that people or taxpayers are not escaping taxation on property that is taxable. And most of our audit increases are due not because of concealment or people not trying to be honest. They just don't understand, and they classify things improperly. One of the things I've stressed since I've become a county assessor is that our office has to be more accessible to the taxpaying public, whether it's real property, personal property audits. It doesn't matter what the issue is. We need to be more accessible and talking to people about what's going on. An example of that is the last several years we've had over 1,200 state tax commission appeals on the real property side. Since we've put this program into place, and I've stressed this with our people, we've cut those in half. And it's because we're talking to people. If you have an issue with either your real property value, your personal property value, or a personal property audit, please contact us. We are there to work with the taxpayers. We want to make sure things are done properly and that things are done correctly. So if there's an issue, I want to solve it and get it done, get it resolved, and get out of your hair, but I can't solve them unless I know about them. So please contact us, and we'll take care of it. Again, thank you for the invitation today. I appreciate the opportunity of coming here. I'm not sure how many county assessors have actually been invited to talk to the Taxpayer Association. So I'm grateful to Howard for the invitation, and thank you very much.